What does Hawkeye like to wear with his suits?
A bow tie.
Yep. That's an amazing joke. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Bee Talks. Hope you're having a great day and a great week. It has been far too long since I made an episode. And I don't really know why it's been super long. The last one I made was April 10th, which I guess wasn't that long ago. It's only 10 days, okay? But the last everything MCU we made was, let's see, it was March 30th, so we haven't made an everything MCU in April yet. And I don't know why I've been putting off this episode. I was going to do it Saturday, then I didn't do it Sunday or Monday, and now it's Tuesday. Yeah, I don't really know why. But anyway, guys, we got a really good episode today planned. We are in Everything MCU number 17. We have 17 episodes in this Marvel series. That's pretty good. So we're going to go over some Marvel news, okay? Then we're going to talk about a Loki trailer breakdown, because the Loki trailer dropped about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. It looks pretty awesome. And then we have some Falcon and the Winter Soldier finale predictions, okay? Because we are about that time. Hopefully I made this episode quick enough. I don't know. I shouldn't have pushed it back too much. But the final episode of at least season one of Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes out this Friday. April 23rd. And it's the 20th. Darn it. Oh, well. Well, you can see if my finale predictions are correct. And lastly, since I thought I wasn't going to use this segment in this episode, but it didn't work, it didn't happen, so we're going to talk about the final case of the Power Broker for our final predictions, because there are a couple more points that we can make to see what it is. Just try to find out who the Power Broker is. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So grab a snack and let's talk some Marvel. All right, we're going to start off with some Marvel news. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the break. But before we do this, if this seems a little improvised, I didn't write this down, so I'm just going to be reading it off the Marvel.com articles. I mean, just Marvel.com, okay? But we went over to Marvel News and stuff, so if you want to, read along, you can. All right, so, latest movie news, actually, very recently, the Shang-Chi, I'm very sorry, I do not know how to pronounce this. But we're going to call it Shanghai, okay? I'm going to say that, see a sign, whatever. The Shanghai trailer dropped in The Legend of the Ten Rings, and dude, that looks so sick. That, the score for that trailer, oh my gosh. Be real with me, Marvel. That was so cool. Oh my god, that was so nasty. And then Black Widow, a little bit ago, they made a new trailer, but that was forever ago. But then, of course, the Shanghai and the Legend of the Ten Rings official teaser dropped. And that was very good. That was crazy. All right. In the latest comic news, Something Sinister This Way Cometh in Amazing Spider-Man number 64. There's a new comic. The X-Men, Gwen Stacy, Taskmaster, and more face Knoll. That's a comic thing. Marvel celebrates the 35th anniversary of Aliens with Aliens Aftermath number 1. A new series, it looks like. And a mysterious foe threatens Marvel Comics heroes in The Last Annihilation. Who will annihilate them all? Whoa. Yikes. Alright, latest TV show news. Of course, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 5. We're going to be talking about episode 6, the last one, in the very next segment, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But anyway, so, episode 5 premiered April 17th, the next one, or no, sorry, April 16th, the next one comes out April 23rd. Marvel's MODOK, that's a show on HBO, I think, unveils the greatest supervillain poster ever, okay? Wield the Captain America shield with Disney Movie Insider's mobile app. Okay. And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Julia Louise Dreyfus. No. Dreyfus. Dreyfus. Okay. Joins as Valentina Aguilera de Fontaine. Okay. They are messing with me. They give me the hardest names to pronounce. And they have to... Oh, God. Yeah, whatever. Gaming. Latest game news. Entering Contest of Champions, Jabari Panther. Cool. The advanced tech suit arrives in Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales. There's a new suit in that. Marvel Game drops a bunch of tricks with their April updates, okay? And piecing together Marvel Puzzle Quiz Scarlet Witch from WandaVision. Okay. Those sound like just apps. Culture and Lifestyle. Marvel picks up 2 2021 Webby Award nominations. That's pretty cool. And yeah, podcast news. Everything MCU is number one. No, it's not. Greg Pak and Peter David describe how to build the perfect Hulk on a podcast. Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, that was the news, guys. Next, let's talk about the Loki trailer breakdown. Support this podcast by going to anchor.fm/b-talks/support or just the very bottom link in the description of this episode. You can donate from 99 cents a month up to $10 a month, and the donations will go straight to me. Keep in mind that all of this I will receive will go back into the show and making it a better listening experience just for you. And I will also pick months in the year where I will donate 50 to 100% of the donations I get that month to charity and good causes in general. Keep in mind you can always cancel your monthly donations whenever you want. Thank you either way, and let's continue. All right, well, I was just kind of listening through the audio really quick, and it sounds like there's a weird after sound. Can you hear that? I don't know. Maybe I'll talk quietly or move the mic really close to my mouth. No, I won't. I'm going to keep it right about here because when I move it too close, I talk too loudly and then it like spazzes out. I don't know. We're going to keep it here. Hopefully it's not too bad. But anyway, so guys, the Loki trailer dropped and this show looks so good. It's June 11th, so we're actually not that far away. Oh my god, April has gone by so fast. Is it just me? It feels like it was literally just April. Because March, okay, to be fair, March felt very, very long. But April is pretty short to me. But anyway, we're going to talk about Loki, okay? So new trailer dropped, and it looks pretty cool. I'm very excited for that. And also, I am not taking off New Rock Stars, the amazing YouTube channel. Gonna be a lot more original, okay? So I'm gonna try to do so. It's just all me. Hopefully it doesn't suck. Anyway, so the very first shot, it's like a portal opening, and it looks like the TVA caught Loki, okay? And the TVA stands for the Time Variance Authority, which I'm guessing is this sort of like shield or sword type deal that is kind of secretive but makes a big difference that you actually don't really understand how big of a difference it makes until it's public or something, whatever. So it's the Time Variance Authority, and of course their job is to make sure that the universe's timeline stays in just one timeline. There's no alternate universes, okay? So that's their job. So in still that first shot, it's this portal, and then the guard kind of pushes Loki out as the guard is holding the Tesseract, okay? And we last saw this Tesseract from the very first Avengers movie. If you haven't seen Endgame, you should definitely watch it. But anyway, of course, Loki got it, and now teleported away. So he got caught in this desert or whatever. The TVA caught him, and now they have control of the Tesseract, including an Infinity Stone. Okay, so Marvel's dipping their toe in the multiverse. Oh god, it's weird. But then they bring him up to reception. It looks like to like a reception desk. Then we cut to a weird or interesting shot of like maybe like the big prison, I guess, or I don't know if it's a prison or like a. It looks like a. hotel or something. But anyway, there's a big kind of elevator in the back, and then there's these three huge stone statues of, like, it looks like three gods or three guards or something. That actually, it looks pretty cool, but it's pretty cool. And then there's another very interesting shot of, it's a camera rotating through a hallway. And I don't know why, but that shot reminded me so much of Doctor Strange, of the movie, and how they kind of kept using that. And they also did it in Avengers Infinity War a little bit. And as this shot is going, as like this rotating camera through the hallway, the line behind it and the dialogue says, "The timekeepers have built quite the circus." This is Loki saying this. And think about it, the timekeepers, the time stone, Stephen Strange. No, I don't know. But anyway, let's move on. Trail. Looks like Loki's trail in the TVA. Oh, trial. There we go. Sorry about that. You know that times where you can't read your own handwriting? That never happens to me. Yeah. Looks like they're kind of having him on trial to see what he's sentenced to, I guess. All right. There's a couple more shots until the weird sign everything you've ever said scene, which I think is the TVA's way of keeping track so that Loki can help Owen Wilson's character. Okay, so let me get more into this. So, you know, then there's the scene where kind of he drops down and he's scared, and then the guy's like, "Can you please sign to make sure this is everything you've ever said?" And he's like, "This is absurd." And then, "Please sign here too." I think that's, yeah, so I think, pretty sure that's the TVA's way of, like, keeping track of stuff, is seeing every word you've ever said. Can you imagine that's happening? Would you have to sign that before you die? I did talk so much because I have a podcast, whatever. Okay. Okay, so. Oh, yeah, this is also when we learned that it is the TVA's job to protect the proper flow of time. When we learn Loki takes a Tesseract. Remember earlier I said how it's their job to make sure that the universe is like a string. When Loki took the Tesseract, and I guess when the Avengers time jumped and everything, it created a bunch of different like branches out, which of course creates the multiverse, which hopefully we'll see in Spider-Man 3 and Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. It's a weird name. Whatever. All right. So, as Loki broke the timeline, he is going to help fix it. I think that's kind of the moral of episode one. And then the TVA has a really interesting way of teleporting. I think they have these little, like, it's not necessarily what Doctor Strange and the Wong guy use, but it's like little boxes that slide down and they walk through. I don't know. Where there's a shot of like a blue sign that almost looks like a store called Rocks Cart, which I learned is a part of the Roxxon Corporation in the Marvel movies and comics, which the Roxxon Corporation has made an appearance in all three Iron Man movies. So maybe we'll see some surprise cameos if they're jumping back in time. We can see a Tony Stark or something, I think. That'd actually be pretty cool. And then here's pretty interesting part. There is a line in it that says, "Do you really believe in this Loki variant?" Okay? And this some other character says that. And does that mean there could be more than one Loki in the show? Could it be like super mysterious where you have to like follow the right Loki throughout the show? There's one that's mysterious and one that's actually trying to help, and they get mixed up or something. I have no idea. But, I mean, that could be an interesting, like, topic to dip your toe in if there's more than one Loki and how that could change the story, you know. And throughout the trailer, it does show Loki fighting TVA agents. So, I think after, like, they're helping, Loki's gonna go back to his gut. Because, guys, this is not the evolved Loki. This is not the Loki we like, okay? The Loki we like is at the end of Thor Ragnarok and dies at the beginning of Endgame. He's funny. He's lovable at that point. This is original Avengers, or original Avengers Loki, okay? This is when he made the first attack on New York with all those, like, Chitauri and those huge sea flying creatures. I don't know. That's him. So he still kind of has bad blood with his brother and stuff. So it's not the Loki we like. I promise, okay? Don't get excited. And there's also two shots of a hooded character fighting TVA guards, which is apparently the mysterious villain, I guess, of the show, which a lot of people are trying to dissect and trying to figure out. So, and then kind of throughout the end, of course, there's a little dialogue and good score and stuff, but we see a bunch of like half a second shots of like different places. Okay, number one, we saw damaged New York because you could still see kind of Stark Towers in the background, and we saw some purple planet like getting attacked or something by a different planet. I don't want to say it's Vormir, but that's the only purple planet I know. Then we saw some type of throne, kind of looks like an Asgardian throne, with all the gold. Then we saw broken blue Asgard, with pink cracks, or at least one that looks like, that they're little, like, arches, which reminds me of Asgard, but it probably isn't. So, there's broken blue Asgard with pink cracks, which is a really cool shot. And then here's one thing that everybody's talking about, and that's, the one shot that looks like Loki sitting with Black Widow on Vormir. Okay, it looks like it. I got excited too. It's not. Okay, got fact checked. It's not. It's some other character that is also said to be possibly the villain, or some other actress that's a TVA that was the one kind of on Loki's trial. I really should learn her name, but we have learned it is not Black Widow, which, not gonna lie, a little disappointing, but that's that's okay. And there's a shot of like a person almost doing like a side flip or something in a library library, which kind of looks like the Sanctum Sanctorum, but it's not. I'm just getting too excited. And then there's a sandy place in an alleyway with like a sand cloud coming toward him, which is like the sandstorm. Then we see Loki. Loki. Yeah, it was a good trailer. I think it could have showed a little bit more, just given a little bit more, like, context, I guess, to the show. But we'll definitely get more than one trailer. Marvel's kind of popping off right now. We have such a big year of 2021. We have, of course, the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We have Black Widow coming up. We have Loki. We have What If. We have, Spider-Man. We have Shang-Chi coming out September 3rd. We have Hawkeye. I think Miss Marvel's coming out. Oh, God, so many. It's amazing. I'm so happy. All right. Well, let's get into the title of this episode, guys. We're going to talk about some Falcon and the Winter Soldier finale predictions. Quick little break. I gotta get water, okay? Staying hydrated, jeez. But if you want to catch me live about twice a month on Podbean, it's the second link in the description of this episode, and it should send you to a live countdown right up until I'm on air. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for this month's live stream dates. Don't forget to be awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time, guys. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is wrapping up this Friday, April 23rd. Okay, sorry, I know I should have came out with this episode very, very early. I just don't know why I put it off for the past couple days, but we're here, and we're going to go over our final Falcon and the Winter Soldier finale predictions before the episode comes out. And if you're listening to this after the episode comes out, sorry, that's on me. Should have came out with it earlier, but see if I'm correct. Okay, yeah, let's do that. All right, so spoilers. I should say that more. Spoilers, just in case. But episode 5, we saw Sam get the shield and train with the shield, but he's not Falcon anymore. Okay, he gets a shield. He left the wings with Torres, that the guard, the soldier. So, I have it down in my notebook as Sam is going to become the Falcon America slash Captain Falcon or something, but he doesn't have his wings anymore. There are some trailer shots of him with wings and the shield, so I'm guessing he's going to get the wings back of some sorts because you just can't see Sam without them, I guess. So I think in the end, it is going to result in Sam becoming the new Captain America, okay? Because he has obviously seen what putting the shield in the wrong hands can do, obviously, with John Walker and everything. So I think it's going to be better if it sticks with him. And there's also been talks of saying that season two is going to be called, like, Captain America and the White Wolf, not Falcon and Winter Soldier, or, like, Falcon America and the White Wolf, anyway, because the White Wolf is Bucky, of course. I think Bucky is gonna stay the same ish, but hopefully they make something new for his character because he's kind of same old boring right now. But I think he can. I think the White Wolf could evolve, and it could maybe, you know, sadly Chadwick Boseman did pass away, so. There's been speculations of what they're going to do with Black Panther, if they're just going to do a crazy time jump and just say that it's his son. Or maybe now Bucky can become the White Wolf in the new Black Panther. I don't know. That's pretty out there, but it's a theory, okay? No, there are no wrong theories. I cannot see Carly making it out alive, okay? I can see, Sam and Bucky, and I can even see John Walker making it out, because I feel like he's definitely a character that can expand and be really played on, but I think, yeah, Carly's has to end here, and could see it happening for John, but then again, I kind of like his character a little bit. I don't really know why. It kind of feel like sympathy for him. Because it's like when they broke his arm, oh god, and when he's telling, like, why are you making me do this? I don't know. It's not getting well for Carly and John. I think that's safe to say. I've told my friends this, and they don't agree, but I think it's the end for Zemo. I don't think he's going to be in anything else. Maybe cameos in Black Panther, or in Wakanda, I guess, in general. But other than that, I really don't think Zemo's going to do anything, I guess. So in some other trailer footage, we have seen Walker walking down a street we have not seen yet in his suit and a shield. And I look closely and the shield looks like the same one, so that may be just deleted footage that didn't make it into the episode. But maybe John Walker, being who he is, just going complete bonkers. He could just walk around the street like nothing happened. Because, of course, spoilers, he made his own shield with his, like, badge and stuff. But it's going to be funny when the shield breaks. It's not going to end well. I kind of liked Batroc being in the last episode. It wasn't as big as a surprise. But I kind of like how that's like a side character that's really solid to bring back in and can, I guess, make a little bit of a difference. So, I wrote down Batroc could kill John Walker, vice versa, even though Batroc's going for Falcon. Maybe he saw, like, Falcon with the shield, so he goes for John Walker. I don't know. Something along that. I don't think Batroc's going to make a huge difference in the episode, but he's here. They're setting up for the biggest finale. Like, think about it. They got Sam, Bucky, John Walker, Torres, Sharon Carter versus Flag Smashers, Batroc, Zemo, Power Broker, Val, whatever. Like, they're bringing so many side characters that could really kind of lead up to here, like the Mandalorian kind of did in the season two finale, kind of things like that. I really thought the Power Broker was going to be revealed last episode in episode 5. I feel like that'd be a really good way to end it. Oh, wait. I just thought about that, talking about endings. The ending of episode 5 when Sam opens that box, I bet it's the shield and suit. It's like the kind of like what happened with Spider-Man, like Tony Stark's box that he gave him of the new suit. Maybe that's like the that can be his thing, because there's trailer of him in like more of a red and white thing, like red and white like shirt and stuff. So yeah, that can maybe be interesting. But so now that Power Broker is not announced last episode, I think the Power Broker will be announced this episode. Because I feel like they have to, right? That they can't have that be a cliffhanger. Am I crazy for saying that? I feel like there's... Yes, it'd be kind of fun to continue the theories, but I would much rather want the Power Broker to be revealed and maybe killed. We'll talk about that next segment. All right. Let's talk about deaths. Let's talk about death. That's such a sad sentence. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. Number one. I've kind of been saying this all along. I don't think Carly is going to make it. Okay. Think Carly is going to die. Or at least be thrown in jail, I guess. Then I put Batroc. 10,000%. I don't know why I put the 10,000%. Maybe I was thinking differently last night. But right now, I feel like this could be a good end to him. Because I feel like after this, it'd be bad for him just be, like, brought back for, like, 15 minutes. So, yeah. Maybe Batroc. I feel like that'd be a good send-off is this episode. And then I wrote Flag Smashers in general. I guess I could go with Carly because, obviously, they believe in the thing. But I feel like without Carly, the Flag Smashers would not nearly be as, like, violent or, like, vigilante as they are right now. So maybe if Carly dies, you're like, let's be real, guys, what we're doing is wrong. The GRC will maybe fix this and stuff. I don't know where I sit about Walker. I could see him dying, I can see him living and being in a movie, because I think Wyatt Russell, that's amazing acting job. He killed it. That's best acting for Marvel I've seen. And I'm not gonna say in a while. They have great acting in general, but I think Wyatt Russell was a standout for Falcon and Winter Soldier, and also Carly's character. So, yeah. I don't know, guys. What do you think? Tell me soon. I don't know how. There's different ways. You can send in a voice message. There's, like, a link in the description. It's at the very bottom. Or you can chat at the website. It's bottom right corner. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the final segment of the episode. We're going to talk about the final case of the Power Broker. We're going to figure out who it is next on Everything MCU. Season 4 of B-Talks Podcast comes out May 22nd, 2021. Season 3 will wrap up on May 12th, 2021. Don't forget to be awesome. Let's continue on with the episode. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up the final episode of Everything MCU number 17, we are going to be breaking down the case of the Power Broker, and we are going to find out who it is, okay? So, we have some new candidates from episode 5, okay? These aren't super good candidates, but they're candidates, okay? Number one, we have Val, okay? Or Summer's talking to her as Madame Hydra. I think I've said this before. I'm not a big comics guy. I couldn't tell you about a comic storyline. I can tell you about the MCU. I can tell you about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, but not comics. Okay, but movies. Hey, hit me up. Okay, we'll talk. But so the two people that could be new are Val and Batroc, okay? I do not like it if Batroc could be the Power Broker. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like they need it to be a much more impactful character, I guess, with the series so far. Not just in, like, 15 minutes again. But so we have Val and Batroc are the new people. So, the big kind of defining thing that I did not realize until I watched a video was that so far the Power Broker has been referenced to as a male, as a boy. Okay, so that could eliminate Sharon Carter, Val, and Carly and Sarah. I'm kidding. No, can you imagine if it's no? It's one of Sarah's kids. The little boy is the Power Broker. That could be amazing. No. So I kind of hope that was just like a tiny little mess up, because my top candidates without the male part are a bunch of girls. So I don't know if that's, but taking into play that Marvel takes this stuff very seriously and that was not a like mistake, I think the top candidates are Zemo, Batroc, maybe Walker, maybe Bucky. I just had to put down stuff. Okay, I know it's not John Walker. I know it's not Bucky. But Zemo's going for the Power Broker. It might make the most sense, but I really don't want the Power Broker to be a random person that we've never seen before. That wouldn't like hit as hard. It has to be somebody that we know. So I don't know. But so next, I said without the male part, I think my top five are number one is Carly. I don't know why everybody's telling me I'm crazy, but I think Carly's the Power Broker. I know she's been getting texts, but that could be her. Like, you've seen, she's a mastermind. Like, she could pull that off pretty easily. Maybe she could be, like, hiding it from other people and stuff. Like, it wasn't her that got the text, right? It was another, or the call. It was another person in the Flag Smashers that got the call. Maybe it was, like, her making somebody say that. I don't know. Probably not, but I can see it being Carly, okay? And it's just a theory I have. Next, number two, at this point, the most probable is Sharon Carter, okay? I think we've already known that Sharon Carter definitely works for the Power Broker. And if not, maybe she, like, kills the Power Broker and she becomes a Power Broker? I don't know. Number three, Val. I don't really know how I sit on that, but that's that. And then number four, Zemo. And number five, Batroc. Okay. So once again, top five without the male. It's Carly, Sharon Carter, Val, Zemo, and Batroc for me. Then I guess the final part is just, it really could also come down to who you think could most likely say, I am the Power Broker. Okay. For me, I could see Carly saying that. Saying, I am the Power Broker, and I could also see Zemo, and for some reason, I can see Bucky saying that. I don't know, but after saying, I am the Power Broker, my number one thought is Carly. I know it's probably not, but I really hope it's somebody we know. I could definitely see Sharon Carter saying, I am the Power Broker, and maybe it's just, like, maybe the Power Broker is some, because I know Madripoor is going to be sort of the new Wakanda. How it's going to be really... Oh, hold on. Totally forgot. What about Isaiah and Eli Bradley? I don't think they're it, but they're candidates, okay? They're suspects. We'll put them on the list. But darn it. I forgot what I was talking about. But anyway, yeah. Sharon Carter, definitely see it. Oh, yeah, and maybe the Power Broker is... like, even a bigger villain that we don't even know about, and it could be used in future Marvel products, like maybe Hawkeye, or I don't really know what to expect about Hawkeye. I don't know what to think about that, but search it up. You know, gotta do the daily search up for Betox. When is Hawkeye coming out? Oh, rumors of Hawkeye, show shot through comics and movie news sites for a while. Got a true confirmation at San Diego Comic-Con 2019. Kevin Feige plays Hawkeye near the end of Phase 4 lineup, revealing it's scheduled for the fall of 2021. Cool. That sounds good. All right, guys. Well, it's going to wrap it up today. That was solid, guys. That was a solid long episode. Thanks for listening. It means a bunch to me. Kind of updates. Website is top link in the description. Live stream is link number 2, okay? I should have come more. Now I'm not going to get any listens. Anyway, it's this Sunday, okay? It's not a Saturday. Guys, it's different. It's Sunday, April 25th, okay? It's not the 24th. I'm changing the date. Sorry, it's the 25th. I have company coming in the 24th. So I'm doing Sunday up for the 25th, okay? I'm pretty sure you got that down. Then again, Dunder Mifflin Podcast, link number 3, the office show I have with my sister. I was getting to wrap it up. Don't forget to be awesome, okay? Love you guys, and I'll see you all in the very next episode. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.